Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Helping patient value shoppers learn from Gotta Have One early adopters, you're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text radio to 35,000. Let's text the word radio to 35,000.
Jeff in Jersey, British Channel Islands, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. And we love you for it, Jeff, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
I have just bought a new Windows 10 desktop PC, and I want to fit and install a Samsung 250 gig SSD to make boot up faster. Please, could you tell me if I need to change anything in the BIOS after installing the SSD inside the PC? And should I use the software provided by Samsung or something else? Many thanks.
Well, many, you're welcome, as a matter of fact. And thank you, Jeff, for calling in and participating that way. See, we love to hear from folks anywhere on the planet. And you can do that by Skyping in using the 800 number or, as Jeff did, using the audio option on the Into Tomorrow app. But, Jeff, you shouldn't need to change anything in your BIOS. Your SSD, solid-state drive, will be recognized as a storage device. And the faster data speeds will come from the way it fetches data internally. In terms of Windows software, it should work just fine without you having to install anything on it. But Samsung may provide some software to try to optimize the data to either make access quicker or maybe extend the life of your drive by minimizing some read and write access. You don't really need it, but since you have it already, you might as well take advantage of it if it's not too intrusive.
Yeah, now, there's a chance that Samsung is also providing you with a migration assistant since you want to make the boot up process faster. This drive should be your main Windows drive, the one where Windows resides. And if Samsung can make porting Windows and all your settings easy, then why not let them? The last version we saw of a Samsung product to facilitate data migration between old and new drives was called Samsung Data Migration, so you can't really miss it.
And Jeff, you don't need to change the BIOS settings, as I mentioned earlier, to get an SSD to work, but I'm going to provide you with an alternative route in case you want to get your hands a little dirty, if you will. Get under that hood. There are benefits to changing the SATA mode to AHCI, which is Advanced Host Controller Interface, in the BIOS. Specifically, increased read rates when using apps that lean heavily on multi-threading, if you will. They're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes at the same time.
Yeah, we're talking about video editing, 3D rendering, you know, heavy-duty stuff. If that's important to you, install the SSD, switch to AHCI, and do a fresh install of Windows. If all you care about is booting quickly and launching apps faster, then you don't need to bother with
that. Yeah. Hope, Jeff, that that helps you out. And again, thank you for calling from around the world. It's awesome whenever we do get to hear from our listeners in that fashion. And I mentioned they can Skype in to our toll-free number, which happens to be
800-899-4686, which works out to 800-899-INTO.
Yeah, clever how we did that. Yes. I don't know how we managed 23 years ago to get that number. And we've had it ever since. So do participate and join us. Details at intotomorrow.com.